Head over to the livestock side, this cattle market. I read somebody say this was going to be about as boring as watching grass grow or paint dry when it came to the cash cattle market.
Well, I kind of think that's true. You know, there's no packer bids yet this week, and of course, I would suspect that they start around 120, 121, but it'll probably take again till Thursday or Friday. But I will also say that the cash normally for this time of year should be about a dollar under the February futures. And so February futures are currently at 124.32, so maybe 123, 122, something like that. But in the meantime, you look at April futures, and they're running at 127.87. You're running about $3.47 over the price of Feb's. It might be such a thing that the producer says, you know what, I'm going to see if I can't push these cattle more into March just to try to glean some of that basis, that better basis for the April contract. And they might try to do that. Now, I will say this. Over the last 20 years, April futures, basis has traded anywhere from $3.50, or let's put it this way, April futures has traded $3.50 over the cash to $3 under the cash. And so I would say, you know, and of course in that you're including the BSE, the year of 2004, it's hard to believe it's been that long, but the five-year average for April is 30 cents over the cash. So with a 20 average at par. And so I think what I would look at is that the trade is going to see, or the cattle producer is going to see if he can't stretch his cattle out a little bit. And if he can, now the one thing is the winter's been pretty mild. And so cattle have gained weight very well, and producers aren't having to feed as much corn as they thought they were going to have to. That is a blessing. And so that should allow these producers then to say, okay, depending on what the weights of these cattle are, that maybe we're going to stretch those dudes on into maybe March.
What about with these hogs? I know there's been a lot of kind of uneasiness, the weakness that's been going on in the wholesale pork.
That's true. You know, meat demand does appear lately like it is slowing down. And because of that, that could give us some little bit of a softness in the hog market. But to be honest with you, I still am kind of a bull in the hog industry or the hog market. I tend to think that, you know, you can peak in February, dip maybe down in towards late March, early April, and then we find support. Demand starts to pick back up, and we start pushing back up into June. But I do like the hog market. I think that that's a market still that is okay.